Hey, it's Rich, host of My Take Radio, doing a little drive time blogging on the way to work. Figured I'd take the opportunity and just throw a little audio boo out there just because I haven't had the chance to really push this version of communication, you know, whether for the show or just on a personal level. I figured maybe try and get to these once or twice a week would, you know, would definitely bridge the gaps between shows. I haven't, like I said, used it in a while, so first off, I definitely want to plug the show, My Take Radio. Last week we did show number 13, and I had Max Geiger and Jeff DeMoline from The Deadliest Warrior doing a call-in. Definitely felt that it was a very good show. It was great callers, great guests, and we discussed a lot. And one of the things I particularly enjoyed was the fact that, you know, you can go into, you know, detail about certain things with the guests that, you know, you probably ask yourself during the show. I definitely felt I learned a lot, you know, whether it was the science of the things that were chosen for the show or just, you know, the thought process that goes into it. I feel that it was very successful and everybody enjoyed it. Max and Jeff enjoyed it to the point where they definitely, you know, Jeff mentioned coming back on a regular basis, which I am trying to see if I can get that cleared with Spike TV. This week, I'm going back, you know, I'm returning to the regular format just because a lot of things got left off last week because we had so many great callers and great guests that, you know, a lot of things got left off the plate. One thing I do want to touch on is Kimbo Slice versus Roy Nelson on The Ultimate Fighter. That happened, of course, right before last week's show, so I couldn't even acknowledge it the way I wanted to and give it the time that it was needed. But I will take the opportunity now to real quick give my take on it. And I can say that Kimbo Slice showed that he has a ton of potential. You know, the guy's a sponge. He goes in there, he works his ass off. You know, he's very humble. His philosophies were, you know, initially I definitely was weirded out by the way he was presenting certain things, but I kind of understood what he was saying. One particular thing he was saying, that the enemy is the inner me. And, you know, listening to him just go in deep, you know, talking about how he does, you know, he does prayer and, you know, he's a family man, I can definitely see that, you know, he was very humble, very thankful for his opportunity. And I think mentally he was prepared for the fight completely. The only thing was, you know, his inexperience definitely showed in terms of his ground game needing work. Roy Nelson just smothering him. But I tell you, he had some heavy hands. And, you know, Roy Nelson, whether he acknowledges it or not, definitely got his bell rung once or twice, because I noticed that as Kimbo worked his stand-up, Roy Nelson kind of, you know, he didn't back off, but he definitely was not trying to go in for a KO. He was, you know, working the ground game because he knew that the ground game was Kimbo's weakness. And, you know, that's just a sign of intelligence from Roy Nelson. It's just a sign that, you know, he's ahead of the game in terms of, you know, being a veteran and, you know, just knowing the sport so well. The guy had the tools, and he knew, you know, he knew that his weight was definitely going to be an advantage. He also knew that his girth was going to be an advantage, you know, just because, you know, there were instances in the fight where he was laying across, you know, Kimbo's head, and his stomach was basically blocking Kimbo's breathing. You know, it's just a very interesting fight overall, just because that fight is a, you know, a pay-per-view caliber fight, a main event fight in any other organization. And I felt that Kimbo, you know, has a lot of potential. I could definitely see him, if he gets a good camp and applies himself correctly, I can see him being a very dangerous force. And that about sums it up. I mean, I'll probably discuss it further in detail on this week's show. I guess that's going to be it for this week, you know, for this audio boo, just because I get 5 minutes, and I'm going to be at work soon. So nonetheless, definitely tune into My Take Radio Thursdays at 11 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com. Thanks again.